Hi and welcome. My name is Rich Piccini. I am a YouTube creator, and today I want to talk about starting a YouTube channel. Before I get started, I just want you guys to know that I am using Anchor to create my free podcast. And for those of you out there who are thinking about starting a podcast, you may want to check out Anchor. The URL is www.anchor.fm. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast, the best way to go. So check it out if you get a chance, read up on it, and I'm sure you'll be very happy with it. This is going to be my third podcast. I would like to keep doing these more often, just that you got to have topics to talk about, right? Anyway, I want to talk about today's topic. I want to talk about creating a YouTube channel. The ups and downs with it. And, you know, when I started back in July of 2013 on YouTube, I registered on it. And to be honest with you, I didn't know what I was going to put on my YouTube channel. I didn't have a name at the time. I think I just called it, I think the business name at the time, Shop RJ Piccini for Great Deals. And then my banner, you know, I just put on there Richard J. Piccini. So, that's right now pretty much my YouTube channel. If you check it out, if you go to YouTube and you go into search and you type in there, you'll see it'll just say Richard J. Piccini, and it'll take you to all my videos. To date, I think I have 1,311 or 312 videos or something along that line. That's the last time I looked at Social Blade. And for those who don't know Social Blade, let me just bump out here really quick here. I know you guys can't see it because it's a podcast. I'll just give you an accurate of how many actual videos I have. Not that it makes a difference. I don't know if you guys are interested or not, but I have for up to date right now, it was 1,314 videos, uploads I did. And my channel goes under entertainment. And I got about a half a million views so far. I'm a small channel. I only have 881 subscribers. You might say, wow, for 2013, that's all you have. I know somebody that started a YouTube channel last year, and they got almost 500,000 subscribers. But, you know, this person does news. They talk about news and commentary, commentary news and stuff like that, and things about what's going on in today's world. I don't really discuss things like that on my YouTube channel. I said it many times before. I don't discuss religion and politics, and I don't use profanity on my YouTube channel. I just don't think it's necessary to sit there and throw an F-bomb out in your YouTube videos. My YouTube channel, for all intents and purposes, is to help, inspire, and share, and I believe in keeping the content clean, and as I always say in my videos, and let the channel grow organically, which it is. There are a lot of ups and downs with a YouTube channel. I think a lot of people go into starting a YouTube channel with the impression that I'm going to be a successful YouTube creator. I'm going to be a successful celebrity, and it's okay to have high hopes like that and think along those lines, but you got to remember one thing. There is a lot of competition out there. I don't think people realize that. Well, I'm not saying they don't, but I think people don't always think, at least I didn't think like that at one point. I know people say, well, you should have, but I didn't. And I mean, in the beginning, I didn't know much about YouTube. And I thought, myself, honestly, I thought, maybe start putting videos out, it's going to start getting some traction. I'm going to start getting a lot of, subscribers, I'm going to get a lot of views, and so on and so forth. And, I mean, think about it. I started back in July of 2013. Here we are, January 2021, and all I got is 881 subscribers, which I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. Believe me, I'm not complaining by far. I'm pretty happy I have what I have. I just want to say, in regards to starting a YouTube video chat, I should say channel. It's okay to go into it with great expectation and high hopes. You know, I watch successful, I call them celebrity YouTube creators, and I try to, you can't, well, here's what I was told. You don't want to emulate what other YouTube creators are doing. That's like saying I'm going to go to a PewDiePie, let's use him, and I'm going to follow his lead. You know, he's got 108 million subscribers. And, you know, you sit there saying, geez, you know, if I could follow his lead, if he can get that many, maybe I can get that many. That's not always the case. And I'm not saying it, you know, in a malicious way, and I'm not making any derogative statements here. But the bottom line is, you know, we can't, every time we come across a person that has thousands or hundreds or even millions of subscribers, we get this thing on our head, this notion that, well, that's going to be me one day. And you know what? It just as well, it may be. But, you know, for argument's sake, right now, we also got to come back to reality. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get off that high cloud and, you know, come back here, you know, get off, you know, come back to reality here, so to speak. And I have to honestly say, you know, it's really hard, a lot harder than I thought. Now, people say, well, you've been on YouTube since 2013, and now you're coming up with a podcast, or well, you're doing a segment on it, on creating a YouTube channel. You know, why did it take you this long? Well, first off, I didn't think about podcasting. I'm still not debatable on it, but I'm not fully enthralled in doing this right now. I mean, I want to do it. I want to keep making more podcasts. Like I said, I do love what I do, and that's the gospel truth. I'm also an eBay seller. So if you look me up on YouTube, my banner is online reseller, entrepreneur, and vlogger. Now you also vlog as well. The reseller news, I do the reseller news, and I do the Let's Talk eBay segment. And, you know, I have to honestly say, folks, and this is really what gets me going sometimes, when I think of the time and effort I put into my videos, now they're not like super professional videos, but when I put in the, you know, put in the time and effort to create these videos, I mean, it could be half hour long, 45 minutes long, or an hour and something long, you know, an hour and 15 minutes or whatever. I don't see my videos get that many views. And a lot of people will tell you, you know, when it comes to, well, at least the YouTube guys I follow, they'll tell you, starting a YouTube channel is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And they are so right. So I'm not saying there's nothing, you know, there's anything wrong with going into YouTube, you know, being a YouTube creator. But I have also stated in my videos that if you're going to go into a, you know, start a YouTube channel, I always tell people, find your passion. Because people sometimes will question that. Well, what do you do a video about? What is your YouTube channel about? You know, you'll hear that sometimes from friends and relatives. What do you talk about? Like my sister will tell me that there, or relatives will say, you know, what do you talk about on your YouTube channel that you, that, and how did you come up with so many video YouTube videos, 1,314 videos? I said, well, you know, I talk about different things. And that's the thing. You want to have content that's going to keep bringing the people back to your YouTube channel, like the content you put out, and hopefully before that video ends, they hit that subscribe button and they like and comment and share. But I found, I'm not going to say kind of amusing. I find it to be kind of sad that when I look at the videos I do produce, and they're not like goofy ones. I mean, You know, I mean, I might maybe do something a little off key, but I look at the watch time and I don't look at many views. It's like, I don't know. It's, if I do a video that's about a half hour long or an hour long, and I might get like 5 views out of it. And I say to myself, why am I putting all the time and concerted effort and time into these videos? And all I get out of it is maybe 5 watches. And the average view duration of what people watch, it might be maybe, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then they click it off. So when you start talking, when you start thinking things like that, that's when it makes you want to say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't do such long videos because people ain't going to watch them. And to be honest with you, you put a video out there that's like an hour and 15 minutes long or even a half hour long. You know, people do that there because they want the watch time. But I already got the watch time. I already got the 4,000 hours of watch time. I'm way past that. The problem I'm having right now is trying to get the subscribers. But how, getting back to how I got more involved with YouTube is, well, I didn't get lawyer. I went through two company layoffs. Yeah, two company layoffs and one bankruptcy. And one was in 2012, and I think the other was in 2016. And the first one, when I got, you know, the company went bankrupt, I think that's how I got it reversed. I think it was in 2011, I got like laid off from that company. It was a computer company. And then I went for another job after that, and I was only lasted there 2 years, and they went bankrupt. So, and the last one I worked at was in 2016. And 1,000 jobs went overseas, right? Needless to say. But, and I really did love the job. I really loved the company I worked for. I loved the people I worked for. And I thought it was, I really enjoyed the work I did. And for a guy my age, I said, well, geez, I found a home now where I can, you know, work there until I can retire. And that didn't work for me. I retired on a permanent basis, according to them. You know, I mean, you know, when they let me go. And now it's like, well, what do I do now? You know, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I said to myself, what do I want to go back into finance again? My background is IT. I said, do I want to go back to IT again? And I said, nah, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to go back to IT. Stressful job. I was in IT for about 15 years doing consultant work on different job sites and all that. So all that beautiful stuff. And I said, I don't know. I said, you know, let me go into it. You know, let me go try something different. Should have signed up for cybersecurity, to be honest with you, because with everything going on today, you know, people could use we could use more security people. I don't mean security guards. I mean cybersecurity. You know, guy that sits behind the desk and he's looking at his computer and he's looking for all flags of scams or whatever. You know, something along that line. But I really did think that, you know, getting back to starting a YouTube channel, I really thought at one point it can't be as hard as it sounds. You know, you register with YouTube, you buy yourself a decent webcam, and you start putting content out. And that's what I was doing. But how I actually got started with doing that was through eBay. And I have to honestly say, kudos to eBay. And people may say, well, how do you justify, you know, talking about eBay getting you started with YouTube? How does that all fit into place? Well, for the simple reason is, I didn't know what to do videos about. So I said, well, you know what? Why don't I do a demo video? Then from the demo video, it went to sneak peek videos. Then from sneak peek videos, it went to intro videos. And folks, what people don't realize is that that YouTube channel was, all for intents and purposes, was to show the eBay buyers that the item is in working condition. Now, there have been a couple of people that watched it. I don't know if they became a buyer. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows when these people are buying stuff? You know, I mean, I don't, like, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I mean, I just did this here on a fly, so to speak. So I said, you know what? Let me start doing demo videos. So I remember starting off with my first video, and it was the Crying Monkey. And what it was is, it was a battery-operated little animated monkey doll, and he had a banana in his hand. And when you take that banana away from him, he would scream, crying and screaming, wah, wah, you know, making a lot of noises, screaming like that. And and then when you put it back in his hand, he stops. And I remember back then, all you seen was hands. You didn't see my face. You didn't see, you know, you didn't see any part of me except my hands. And that video is still up today on YouTube. I don't think they ever took it down. I don't think so, because the last time I looked at my videos, I thought I seen that there. And it really, I have to honestly say, it really opened my eyes then, because as people were watching that video, I started to know some people watching it. I said, you know, I'm onto something here. But I think now, looking forward, like, I'm thinking the majority of the stuff I have right now, like on eBay and the videos I put out on YouTube, they're just like a little, you know, a little, I don't know, how can you say, like a little thought, like, you know, that I'm not really, I didn't really get too much into the eBay part of it, as far as like, you know, eBay incorporating with the YouTube at the beginning. I just did it like on a fly. In other words, I would go to the thrift store, and I would, let's say it was on a Thursday, or basically usually a Thursday, and I would go to a thrift store and I would pick up items that were going to be put up on eBay. So what I would do is I would go to the thrift store, let's say a Thursday morning, whatever, and I would buy, you know, a few items, because I had, at the time, I had quite a bit of items, not many, but I had quite a bit of items, and I would put them up, right, on a Thursday, and I would tell the people that these items are going to be listed, you know, tonight, that night, and they'll be readily available on Friday. So I would get the buyers, when they came to my website, to look at it and see what I was all about. I told them, I said, look, this is a sneak peek video. That's what I call it, sneak peek videos, demo videos, and intro videos. But in this particular case, it was a sneak peek video. And in the opening, I would tell people that this video is going to be for potential eBay buyers. And I would get comments back from people saying, you know, when it came to selling the Keurig coffee makers, oh, you showed how to make the coffee, but you don't give everybody, you know, it's like you didn't say it in detail. I don't read manuals. I'm not going to read a manual for that. If you buy from me, where you're buying, a Keurig or whatever, electronics, I will include instructions with those going forward. And the reason why I do that there is because there was a case where a lady had an item had, you know, back then they had the, what do you call it there? Not the planes. Oh, I can't even think. I'm thinking of a brain fog over here. When I put it up there, when I put the items up on YouTube back then, I would just put them up there and just talk a little about it and say, you know, the condition and stuff. And basically what it was for is to tell the people this item is working. And that's all it was for. And I would get, then later on, as years went on, like a few years later, oh, you talked about the item, but you didn't get the, you know, you weren't really, you know, defining, you weren't really definitive in telling, it's a Keurig coffee maker. You know, I mean, you open it up. I did a demo video on it. You open up the top. You pour a mug of coffee, you know, water in there. You put your K-cup in. You close the top. You hit the brew button. Boom, you power it on, hit the brew button, and that's it. And, you know, I would get these comments. Oh, people like, oh, you didn't talk much about it or whatever. I mean, I did it. At that time, it was just for demo purposes, just to show the potential eBay buyer that the item is working. But anyway, so that went on for quite some time, and then it ended up escalating to other things. It kind of like, you know, I grandfathered in some other things within my YouTube channel. You know, I started doing it, like I said, first it started off with the intro videos, or I should say sneak peek videos. Then I ended up the demo videos, and then the intro videos. And the one with the mechanical little monkey that you took his banana where he cried, that was an intro video, if I'm not mistaken. But, and I did say in the video that this item is going to be up on eBay if you are looking for it. See, the whole premise behind starting a YouTube channel and doing it that way, you know, doing a sneak peek and demo video, intro video, is to basically, it's like giving somebody a tip, like, hey, you know, it's like telling somebody, I heard at the grocery, at the department store tomorrow, there's going to be a big sale. You know, you're letting a person in on it. Let me let you in on it. And that's what it was like. So that's what I'm trying to say. When I went to the thrift stores on a Thursday, I'd come home, clean them up, you know, and get them all ready. I'd do a sneak peek video and say, these are going to be up. I go over through the whole spiel, tell them what I'm selling, you know, the condition of the item. And if you are interested in the item, it's going to be put up on eBay on Friday. So be on the lookout, you know, for those people who are interested in a particular item, you'll have first dibs on it, you know? So I would do that there. But anyway, you know, now we go fast forward. That was back then. And now, like I said, I'm doing videos now. I try to cover different topics, the reseller news, the Let's Talk eBay, do some vlogs and stuff like that. And the point I'm trying to get out is, folks, is I noticed I had a subscriber that unsubscribed. Now, this is not the first one. I've had them unsubscribe on occasion. You know, maybe they get tired of me, or they're not happy with the topic I'm talking about. What I want to say is, with creating a video, creating a YouTube channel, folks, is not the most easiest thing. But I'll tell you one thing. Don't get discouraged by people unsubscribing from your channel. Don't be discouraged. Don't sit there and say, oh, that's it. You throw your hands up in the air, I'm done. Don't let that discourage you. Because I'll be honest with you, you are going to have that no matter how good a video is. No matter how much time you put into it, there is going to be someone out there that's either going to critique it or may leave a comment that might not be to your liking, or just plain out give you the thumbs down. And you want to know what? Don't worry about it. You know what I say? Move on and just keep going, doing what you're doing. Don't let things, you know, deter you and sit there saying, oh man, let's say you're a person that's got 10 subscribers. You're just starting out. And the next day you're looking at your video, you know, you're looking at your YouTube channel and you say, geez, I just lost 3 of them. Don't get discouraged and say, geez, my YouTube channel is never going to grow. Look, I don't have a big YouTube channel. I only have 881 subscribers, and who knows, it seems like every time I load up a new video, somebody unsubscribes. But you know what? Don't worry about it. You know why? I'll tell you, the simple reason is the people that unsubscribe to your channel are probably not valid accounts anyway. They're probably doing it. Maybe it could be a sub for sub. Maybe that's why they do it. They subscribe to your channel, and then when they see you don't subscribe back, you know, you don't reconcile with them, they right away, oh, that's it, I'm going to unsubscribe. You know, you got to be careful. Sub to sub is not good. I don't do sub for sub. I don't want nobody, and if anybody comes on my channel and says they offer, you know, do you do sub? I would tell them right up front, no, I don't do it on this channel. I don't do it, period. If YouTube finds out, that's not a good thing for you. But, you know, I'm a pessimist. I mean, not a pessimist. I'm an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. And I am going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep creating content on there. And good, bad, or indifferent, if people want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, you're more than welcome. I'd love to have you. My goal for 2021 is to have 1,000 subscribers before the new year. Now, could that happen? I don't know. I really don't know. Because it's like me and my friend I used to make like a song of 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. That's what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. If I get 3 subscribers, I lose 2. If I get 2 again, I lose 1. Whatever, and vice versa. So it's something that's how can you say it? It's I don't know. I can't say the word right now, but it's just something that's part of being a YouTube creator. And all I want to say is this: my podcast is going to end in 20, a couple more minutes, because they only give you 30 minutes to record up here. What I want to say, in short, if you are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, folks, don't let anything deter you. Stay away from the naysayers, the people that say, no, that'll never work, you'll never get anywhere with that. Because if everybody thought like those people, there wouldn't be, I call them, quote unquote, YouTube celebrities. And let me tell you something, folks. There are people out there making a very comfortable living on eBay. I mean, not eBay, on YouTube. Okay. And some people making a comfortable living on eBay as well. I'm also, like I said, I think I mentioned it. I think I did that. I'm also an eBay seller as well. But for the most part, there are people making a nice, comfortable living out there on YouTube. This is my dream. And I'm not going to let anything or anybody shatter my dreams. Okay. If you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, and people say, well, what am I going to start? That's always the question. What videos am I going to put up? You know what I tell those people? Follow your passion. What are you good at? We all have hidden talents. You may be an artist. You might want to start a YouTube channel. If you got a nice big white room or whatever, a den or a spare room, you might want to set your camera up on a tripod and introduce yourself. Hi, I'm so and so. I'm an artist. I've been painting for the last 20 years or whatever. Today, I want to show you how to paint, and you start teaching, give painting lessons. You could start off like that. Let's say you're a cook, or you enjoy cooking. You don't have to be a chef. And you got a beautiful kitchen with a nice island in there. Again, you set your webcam up with your camera in front there, and you just go on your webcam with your camera and talk. Look, you're not in the audience. You're not around 75,000 people. You're looking at a webcam or a camera, and you're talking about what you're going to do for that day, for that video. Today's video, I'm going to talk about making cupcakes or baking or whatever. You may be a person that likes to bake. So you'll make a cake, and you'll decorate, and you'll show people how you decorate. And who knows, maybe you may even want to put in there your PO box and say, if you would like to buy one of these cakes, and you could do something along that line there. There is, look, with YouTube, it's infinite. Anything you could think so that comes to your mind, you could put videos. I seen a video where a guy was running over grapes and everything. He was squishing things, and that was it. All you seen was a rear tire, and the guy got thousands of videos of views, thousands of subscribers, and it was phenomenal. I mean, and not phenomenal, but it's phenomenal how people will be attracted to something like that to actually watch it, including myself. And I said to myself, look at this guy. He's running over grapes and apples and all these things, just squishing stuff with the rear tire, and he's got all these people watching, thousands of views and thousands of subscribers. And you don't hear him talking. All you hear is, the car running over these things. But yet people watched it. And it's the same thing, just like when you look at those scenic pictures. Like I was looking at a YouTube video where a person took a picture at the beach, went to the beach, probably set their iPhone up on a tripod or a camera. And all you heard was the water going back and forth, swishing back and forth. That's all you hear. And then I read the comments. Oh, it's so beautiful. I wish I could be there. This is so relaxing, the sound. I could listen to this all day. And the guy got thousands of subscribers. He got thousands of views. And for what? Just doing something as simple as all that. People like the scenery parts too. But listen, folks, do what you want to do out there. You got a talent, go for it. Don't hesitate. If you got a hidden talent, share it with the world. YouTube is free to start a YouTube channel. Go for it. Go for it, man. I'm telling you, you're going to cross this path once in life. Do something you love to do and you enjoy doing. Okay? Seriously, because you don't want to be one of these type of people that say, I should have, could have, and would have. So definitely, try it. And don't worry about the people who unsubscribe from your channel. Let them go. You'll get other people that'll find your content good. All I'm going to say in closing, because it's getting ready to close out here, is when you do create your YouTube channel, keep it real, keep it original, keep it organic, and let it grow. And you'll see, just keep putting out good content. My name is Rich Pacini. Thanks for tuning in.